Susan Kelly from Kelly Tours is on a phone line. Is it, what's the name of your business? Is it Kelly Cruises and Tours? Am I right about that?
Kelly Cruises and Tours. Yes, John. It's good to talk to you.
How many years have you and I been doing business? I don't even get the name of your company right. I've been traveling with you for 20 years, 15 years?
Oh,
a long time.
I think 17. I think 17 years, maybe. It's been a long time.
We do a cruise every year with Kelly Cruises. Didn't do it last year for obvious reasons. A lot of folks, the reason I'm calling you today, though, is I saw the thing about Real ID and Global Entry in the news the other day, and I thought, okay, so for folks that are traveling this spring, summer, or fall, they're making plans now, what do I need? What do I have to have? Can you kind of catch me up on that, Susan?
Sure, absolutely. And it's true. It is confusing out there, and things have, every day something else changes. But just sort of starting with the beginning, and especially what was in the news yesterday. So basically, the Department of Homeland Security has pushed back, this is actually the third pushback on the Real ID. So now we won't have, you won't have to have Real ID until May 3rd of 23. So we've got more time. All of the states, you know, they got very behind with the pandemic, and so we've pushed this date out. But
what's the real ID?
But that's
state by state. We don't have to have Real ID in Illinois until May 3rd of 2023.
Correct. So no states. The whole program.
Wow.
Has been pushed out to May of 23. But it's important to know what that is. As we start to get back to travel, you know, we're kind of dusting off our travel brains again. And, you know, we're starting to look at what do we want to do? Where do we want to go? What will I need to travel? So it's important to kind of think these things through, because what's right for one traveler might not be right for the other travelers. So let's talk about Real ID. Starting in May of 2023, if you want to fly domestically, you want to fly to Phoenix in February and get out of Chicago, sounds like a great idea, you will either need to travel with a U.S. passport, a U.S. passport card, a real ID, or a trusted traveler card. So one of those will work. A lot of people are going to get the Real ID, and what that is a special driver's license. So you have to go back, you know, we have to go back to our driver's license facilities, and there is a fairly extensive checklist of things that must be used in order to obtain that Real ID. But then you will have a Real ID driver's license, and from that point on, you will just, when you show your driver's license, you know, through security, it will have the star on it for Real ID, and that will work. That is great. If you are a domestic traveler and you just get on an airplane and fly to, you know, Florida or Arizona or wherever a few times a year, that's a great program for you. However, other travelers, they're going to Mexico, they're going to Europe, they're going, you know, wherever else in the world they're going.
Outside, so non-domestic, right.
There's other options. So yesterday, I was actually out at O'Hare renewing my Global Entry card. And the really nice gentleman that was, you know, interviewing me was saying, hey, just a reminder, if you don't want to go get Real ID, your Global Entry card will work the same. And I thought, well, isn't that nice? It's in my wallet anyway. And that Global Entry, as a reminder, that's what we use when we come back into the country. We've been on a Mediterranean cruise, or we've been on a river cruise in Europe, and we're coming back into the U.S. And that Global Entry card allows us to skip a lot of lines. We've kind of pre-cleared security and things by going through this interview and doing filling out these forms and getting this card, and that's what speeds up our re-entry into the United States. And that Global Entry card will also work for you with this program starting May of 23.
Okay, stop right there. So that's that begins. You need the real ID, you said, in May of 2023. But if I'm traveling domestically, then in the United States, obviously, until then my regular driver's license continues to get me on an airplane, right?
Correct. Your regular driver's license will work just fine, and you'll still need that between now and 2023.
But if I may, but if I have one of these other identification cards, say the real ID, that will also allow me to travel domestically as well.
That is correct.
But
Absolutely, you'll be ahead of the game.
Okay, but say I am going to go to Mexico. Do I have to have a passport to go to Mexico to go outside the United States?
Yes, you do. You will need a passport. I know that there are passport cards, which are kind of a limited option. We would always recommend a passport for travelers. It's really the best thing to have. So if you are leaving the United States, you will need a passport. You know, that's the best way to look at it. And that passport is good for 10 years.
Right.
And you know, it's the same thing. It will take you right now. I just took a quick look right now for passports. A standard passport is 10 to 12 weeks
to get it.
And an express passport is running 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, as we start to see the world start to open here, we really need to think about, do I have a passport? Do I need a renewal on a passport? And think about if we're doing standard renewal at 10 to 12 weeks, that's a long time.
Oh, so I'm not kidding.
And time to start thinking about those.
Sue Kelly, the owner of Kelly Cruises and Tours, is on a phone line. You hear their commercials. I talk about them a lot. They're great people. They know this stuff. I'm telling you, when I went to get my global entry card, I actually looked at it this morning just to make sure I still have it. Like, I haven't used it. I haven't needed it. It was in a drawer. I hope it was there. It was still there. But that thing took me 6 months to get. And at the time, they said, well, it's the pandemic and everything is slow. I think it's just slow because it's the bureaucracy of government and it's the pandemic. But if you think you're going to need these things, including your passport, do it yesterday. My wife's passport expires. Like, we're traveling with you in October. Her passport will expire about 9 months after we travel with you. 9 months. So I think she's okay. But isn't the cutoff line 6 months?
Yes. That's another important thing to think about, John. We all, for those of us that have passports and we're saying, well, we're gonna do this trip come October, you do need 6 months of your passport needs to be valid for 6 months after the date of return. So you really need to look carefully at those passports when we're all starting to think about traveling this summer and this fall. Have a good look at your passport, and if it needs to be renewed, it's time to get moving on that.
Okay. I got a lot of questions for you from our listeners. 312-981-7200. We'll start with Tony. You're on WGN. Tony, how can we help you? You're on the air.
Hi. The Global Reentry Card, how long do those last? Do they have to be renewed every year?
No, the Global Entry Cards are good for 5 years.
Okay, and you get those
once you get it, they're good for
an airport.
Yeah, how do you get one of those?
Yes. So what you will do is you will go to, you know, you'll go online and you have to create them. This is a government form, so there's lots of creating passwords and setting up an account. And then you will have to, you'll have to fill out all of the information. From there, you will have to wait, and then they will tell you, they'll send you an email that says, okay, we've received your information, you are ready for the next step. And then once it comes time for an interview, really the easiest place, I think, to go for us here in Chicago is we'll go to Terminal 5, which is the International Terminal at O'Hare, and you will be assigned, you can pick a time, a date and a time for your interview, which takes, you know, just a few minutes. And then once that interview happens, then it's another couple of weeks before, you know, you will receive an actual card in the mail.
And by the way, I'll just add this. So you have two periods of time where you have to wait. One is you send the information and finally get a ding back on the site that says, okay, we've got your stuff. Hooray. No, now you got to wait for the interview. Then you pick a time and location for the interview. I did mine downtown. You could go to O'Hare. And then you got to wait and maybe months before they finally interview you. You go to your interview.
Well,
they,
John?
What?
John, guess what?
What?
There were a whole bunch of the... Out at O'Hare, they released a whole bunch of appointments. So anyone that's thinking about Global Entry, I would get, again, same thing, get started on Global Entry right away because there were a ton of appointments that were released out at O'Hare.
I'm glad to hear that. That was not the occasion when I looked. Okay, I hope that helps, Tony. And it costs about $100, something like
$100. $100. Yeah, it's $100.
Mike had a question.
Check your credit cards.
Sue, you're on.
I was just going to say, John, for those that have credit cards with all different points and values, some credit cards will even reimburse you for the cost of that Global Entry card.
Really? How about that?
Yep.
All right. All my phone lines are ringing. I'm out of time. So maybe people could call you. I'll tell you what. Look, we're about to do our speed jokes here after the news. Susan, maybe we could call you back and just give us answer a few more questions after WGN Radio News. Would that be okay?
Sure, of course. Happy to.
Okay, that's Sue Kelly over at Kelly Cruises and Tours. Short while ago, we were visiting with Susan Kelly, the owner of Kelly Cruises and Tours, and we always do trips with them. I figured that she would know a few things about the fact that they have pushed back the date that you're going to need a real ID. And then there's Global Entry, which is something that kind of gets you through the airport more quickly. And then there's your passport. So what are you going to need and what are the rules? And Sue's been talking to us a little bit about this. Sue, I'll just take another minute of your time, if you don't mind. And I want to...
Of course.
Tell me if I'm right about a couple of things. The Global Entry is not necessary for any purposes, not necessary. It's just a convenience. It gets you through the airport more quickly when you're traveling internationally, right?
It does. It is a convenience. It is not something that's necessary. It is something that, what I would say is, for those that do some traveling, for those that are traveling domestically and internationally, it's a really nice program to have. You know, when you're standing in that long line, zigzagging back and forth, and there's that other line of people that just walk right past, that's probably the Global Entry line. And one of the benefits that we didn't even get a chance to talk about, I mean, we talk about when you come back into the country, you know, internationally, but Global Entry also gives you that access to that shorter line when you're flying domestically. So
domestically, I got it. But let me ask you this. The TSA check program.
Pre-check.
Mm-hmm. Pre-check. Is this like that? Will it get me in the TSA pre-check line?
It most certainly will. Now, I will give you the caveat that there is always a possibility that for some reason it won't be on your ticket. But I would say 80% of the time plus, if you have your Global Entry number linked to your American Advantage or your United or your Southwest, whatever it might be, to your frequent traveler number, then you will have scoot through the faster line, and that is a really nice asset when we're flying domestically.
Yeah. Or internationally, I mean.
Or internationally on the return,
right,
yes.
Right, right. So if I may, though, Susan, so the Global Entry then is valuable to me when I'm returning and coming through customs. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So it's really valuable to you several ways. First and foremost, when you are coming back into the country from an international trip, you can go through a much faster process of coming back into the country. You don't need to stand in the long line. That's number one. Number two, once we get into the Real ID, in May of 23, a Global Entry card will work the same as having a Real ID. And number three, when you're flying domestically, your Global Entry number is linked to getting you into that lovely, much faster line when you're just flying domestically and going through security.
Okay, so all that convenience notwithstanding, you still need a passport if you're going to travel internationally.
Yes.
This is just a convenience.
You do need a passport. Everyone needs a passport, whether you are 3 months old or 103. You need a passport to fly internationally.
Well, what about this? Mike had a question or an observation about his real ID. Elle, if you'll need to find Susan for me. Hey, Mike, what happened to you? You're on WGN Radio.
2 years ago, I applied for, it might have been 2.5 years ago, I applied for a global entry card and was denied because I had a marijuana conviction on my record from over 40 years ago when I was in college. So my question is really, with the changes in the laws and the change in the administration, do you believe that they will be more flexible on that?
I don't know if you heard the first part of that, Susan, but he had 40 years ago a marijuana conviction, and the agency that does the global entry discovered that, and he was denied a global entry card because you're a drug dealer. I mean, that's stupid. What about that, Susan?
You know, I can't speak to that, and I know we have run into this with coming into Canada as well. I don't have a great answer for you, unfortunately. I know it seems, you know, it seems fairly trivial in today's world. I don't have a good answer for getting around that. I just don't. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, but you probably wouldn't be denied a passport for that, but the global entry
you
will.
No, you wouldn't be denied. Right. You wouldn't be denied a passport, but you might not be able to do global entry. I would be curious to see, though, if maybe Nexus or Fast or Sentry, if one of those would work better for you.
Hmm. Those are also expedited ways to get through the airport.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Mike. I'm sorry to hear that. That's dumb. But that's, I guess, the way it is right now. I remember when I did my interview for my global entry, and the nice guy's just sitting there behind a desk in an office, and he just says, okay, so, you know, have you ever been arrested or have you ever done anything? And then I get this long pause, and he said, you sure look like you're thinking about something. And what I have nothing on my record, but I thought, well, if I just said, oh, nothing, that will look suspicious. So I thought I would give him sort of the thoughtful, you know, contemplative, oh, well, let me just inventory my past, and that'll look more authentic, like I'm a good guy. I'm overthinking it, right? But I wanted to give him the best possible answer. And so now he's like, well, what did you do? I'm like, no, I didn't do anything. That was just me loading up how honest I am. There's no end to that story. That's just what happened to me. All right.
I'm pretty sure when they take your fingerprints and it runs through their system, they know pretty quickly that you probably haven't done anything. So
I didn't have a marijuana conviction, and I did get approved. Listen, if you've got more questions about this, don't call me. Just call Sue Kelly at 630-990. Can I give this number 1111?
Sure. And can I give a little plug, John? As we get back into travel, whether it's domestic or international, there is a lot, and it's changing constantly. If there is ever a time for people to reach out to their travel agencies and their travel advisors, now is the time. It really is. They are your experts. They are following what you need to get into different countries and what you need to get back into the United States. And if you do not have a travel advisor or you do not have a travel agency, ASTA.org, American Society of Travel Advisors, ASTA.org, and they will point you in the direction of finding a travel advisor for you. Obviously, we're here too, but don't forget about your travel advisors. They are really, they are your research librarian for all of these questions.
That's really nice to know. That's very helpful. Susan Kelly from Kelly Cruises and Tours. And yes, we are traveling with them in October. You can still join us on the Rhine River. Oh, yeah. Will I have to have a vaccine to get on a river cruise in October? Will I have to have a vaccine to get on the boat?
What you will need, John, is what we're seeing, and this just came out. This is a new thing. On Sunday, New York Times quoted the European Union's executive body saying that at some point over the summer, you know, the EU is going to open. it will open to fully vaccinated American tourists, and I'm quoting that. So most importantly, you right now, they are saying you will need a vaccine to get into the EU, to the European Union.
Okay. Well, they have walk-up service available in Chicago now. Susan, we'll be in touch. Thanks for your time and your expertise.
Always happy to help. Thanks, John. Take care.